Today, we are going to talk about the difference between financial freedom and financial independence. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. Financial freedom and financial independence are two terms that are used interchangeably, and I think that is so wrong. Yes, actually knowing the difference between the two is what will allow you to see your money in a new way, to see your experience, to see where you're at, to see your reality, to face your reality in a new way. Today, I want to dive into what the differences are and actually help you pursue each of them. Here's the thing about financial freedom. Financial freedom can happen in an instant. It's yours the moment you decide to take action towards your financial dreams and goals. You don't have to wait for financial freedom. It's not a someday thing. It happens in an instant. It happens in making the plan and taking action. It's that first payment you intentionally make to the credit card that gets that thing paid off. It's the first money that you put into an investment for your financial future. It's just a plan, and the plan becomes activated when you take action. And that action, that feeling that you are on purpose, you are making that plan happen, you are doing everything you need to do to move towards your financial goals, that is financial freedom. And it's a state of being, it's a feeling, it's emotional, it's mental. There's no amount of money that gives you financial freedom. Okay? I know millionaires, zero debt, very wealthy, and they don't have financial freedom. Okay? So financial freedom is a state. All right, let's contrast that to financial independence. Okay, so financial independence is achieved when your assets, all the things that you own, it could be real estate, it could be investments in the stock market, it could be bonds, it could be money in the bank, it could be all different types of assets that we own. So when those assets that you own create income that satisfy your lifestyle, not anybody else's lifestyle, but what you want for your lifestyle, when those assets generate that income each month to give you what you need to fund your lifestyle without you needing to go and generate that income, like a job, like a business. So those assets create the income passively. You don't have to go and do work for that. That is financial independence. Most people don't become financially independent overnight. A lot of us takes a lifetime or a good 20, 30 years to develop financial independence. That is something that takes a while. There are no get rich quick things. And here's the other deal. If you do get rich quick, which could be winning the lottery, which could be inheriting assets, most likely you lose that. We see that all the time. People win the lottery and they lose it with, or they spend it within, 3 years. People receive and inherit a lot of money and then it's gone. They're like, I don't even know where the money went. It's gone. It's because they didn't become who they needed to become to feel worthy of that wealth. When we lose wealth, when we can't keep our wealth, it's most likely these deep-rooted things that are under the surface in the subconscious that keep us from that. But if you have a path, if you have a plan, if you have financial freedom along your way to building financial independence, that's the magic formula. You have to have both. And again, financial freedom can happen in an instant, right? It's that intentional, I'm on my purpose. I'm doing everything I need to do to reach my financial independence goals. And I can feel a sense of freedom because I am disciplined. So in that discipline of following your plan is financial freedom. So good. I love this because financial freedom is available to all of us, no matter what walk of life we have, we all have the ability to feel financially free, okay? Financial independence comes over time in the discipline of that plan. And here's the thing, it's never too early or too late to start building financial independence. So wherever you are in your journey, no judgment, no criticism on yourself, just start. Just start walking that path. We all deserve to feel financial freedom. There's no reason that we should stop ourselves from feeling that. Okay, so you are in charge of this. I would encourage you to walk that path. Commit today. I would love to hear in the comments or on social media that yes, I am committing today to experience financial freedom. And I'm walking my path towards financial independence. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you like it or leave us a rating. I would really appreciate that. And don't forget to subscribe so you know exactly when I drop the next episode, which will be next week. I will see you then. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.